From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Special Forces soldiers have recaptured a central municipal compound in Fallujah from Islamic State fighters on Friday after a nearly month-long battle to reach the city's center. Iraq's federal police chief said that the liberation of the government compound, which is the main landmark in the city, symbolizes the restoration of the state's authority in Fallujah. According to security officials, many IS members fled the city this week in the run-up to the offensive by posing as civilians fleeing the conflict. A second flight recorder, the flight data recorder, from the Egypt Air flight that crashed in the Mediterranean Sea last month has been recovered, Egyptian officials announced on Friday. The first recorder, the cockpit voice recorder, was found just one day earlier. No cause of the crash, including terrorism, has yet been ruled out in the ongoing investigation. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden met privately with relatives of the 49 people killed and 53 wounded at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, in the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Speaking to reporters, the president said the family's grief is beyond description.
I held and hugged grieving family members and parents, and they asked, why does this keep happening? And they pleaded that we do more to stop the carnage. They don't care about the politics. Neither do I.
Obama and Biden also met with the first responders, medical staff, and law enforcement officials, thanking them for their efforts. This is VOA. Police investigators in northern England are refusing to confirm or deny that the suspected assassin of Joe Cox, the outspoken pro-EU lawmaker, may have been motivated by far-right nationalist beliefs. Several eyewitnesses to the attack by Thomas Mayer say he shouted, "Britain first," as he shot the lawmaker three times, stabbed her, then dragged her bleeding body by the hair. The small, far-right political party Britain First, which has campaigned for many years for the country to leave the EU, said it was not involved in the assault, and its leadership condemned the attack. Paul Golding is the leader of the Britain First party.
"We had nothing to do with it. I was in the office stuffing envelopes this afternoon when this news broke, and we certainly don't condone it."
The U.S.-based Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors hate groups, says Mayer was a longtime supporter of neo-Nazi group called the National Alliance, going back as far as 1999. As police tried to identify the motive, detectives appear to be focusing on two different lines of inquiry that are not necessarily mutually exclusive. A Yorkshire police source confirmed to VOA that investigators are examining Mayer's alleged links to far right-wing groups, as well as scrutinizing his mental health history. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the authenticity of an internal document signed by about 50 officials that criticizes the Obama administration's handling of the civil war in Syria and has called for the use of targeted airstrikes against the Syrian government. For his part, while traveling in Denmark, Secretary of State John Kerry says he hasn't seen the document, but he'll look into it when he returns to Washington.
"Well, I haven't had a chance to see it, but I agree with the process. It's a great process. It gives people a chance to express their views, and we will process it now."
The document is from internal correspondences within the State Department that allows for employees and diplomats to voice their concerns without fear of retaliation. Despite a lull after hostilities earlier this week, tensions remain high across the militarized border between Ethiopia and Eritrea. On Thursday, Eritrea claimed it had killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops and wounded more than 300. There has been no independent confirmation of these numbers. An Indian court has given life sentences to 11 Hindus convicted of murder in one of the massacres during deadly riots that swept India's Gujarat state 16 years ago, when current Prime Minister Narendra Modi headed the state administration. 69 people, including women and children, died. Some succumbed to burns, others hacked with machetes. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.